Come one, come all to the Stuffies premiere of the Stuffies Holiday Play!
Yay! Hi, I'm BB Bear.
And I'm Fuzz. And you're listening to the special edition of the Stuffies broadcast where we have the Stuffies Holiday Play!
I am so into the holiday spirit.
Yeah, me too, BB Bear.
Let's call our cast members in to have a play.
Woohoo! We'll be in the audience.
Yeah. The cast members today are going to be Tip Top, Wolo, Sweet Sprouse, and Miss Rita. Miss Rita is a frog.
Ribbit?
You might remember some of the cast members from the past. Tip Top is a giraffe, Wolo is a dog, and Sweet Sprouse is also a giraffe.
So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show! Lights! Camera! Action!
Ding dong! Oh, hi guys! Come on into my house.
Thank you for inviting us, Wolo.
You are so welcome. So I thought we could all share some activities we do for the holiday.
Could I go first, Ribbit?
Of course.
Well, a game I like to play during Hanukkah is dreidels. They are like tops in some ways because they spin. On each side of the dreidel, there are symbols which are in the language of Hebrew.
How do you play?
Pretty much, you start out with the same amount of game pieces, like 10 to 15 game pieces. You can use chocolates, coins, or other round things, ribbit. There is also one pot in the middle of everyone with more game pieces. When the pot is empty, then all players must put in one game piece. Okay, so first you spin the dreidel, and whatever side the dreidel lands on decides what action you do.
Ooh, what are the different symbols on the dreidels?
They are Nun, Gimel, Hey, and Shin.
What do you get for each symbol?
Well, Nun means that you do nothing for your turn. Gimel means that you take all of the coins in the pot. Hey means you take half of the pot. Lastly, Shin means that you have to put in one coin into the pot. Keep on taking turns. When you run out of game pieces, you are out, and the last player left wins!
Ooh, I hope I get Gimel.
Me too.
15 minutes later.
Tick-tock,
tick-tock. Yay! Good game, guys, ribbit!
Congratulations, Miss Rita. You won!
Yeah, good game.
That was fun. I have a question. Why do people play dreidel for Hanukkah?
Oh, well, there was a time long ago when a great king didn't allow Jewish people to practice their religion. So, people would secretly learn the Torah, which is like a Bible, or a very important book. Then, whenever a government official came by, they would then pretend that they had been playing dreidels instead of learning the Torah.
Wow, I did not know that.
Oh wait, Sweet Sprouts, did you bring an activity to share?
Yeah, I was gonna do an activity for Kwanzaa. Cool. Oh, and before I start, did you know that Kwanzaa started in 1966 as a way to celebrate African-American culture?
Wow!
There are 7 core principles or ideas. Each day you light a candle for one principle.
We light candles too for Hanukkah, but we have 8 candles plus 1 candle in the middle to light the other one.
Nice! The 7 ideas, I will say their meaning in English and the name of the idea in the language Kiswahili, also known as Swahili. They are unity, umoja, self-determination, kujichagulia, collective work and responsibility, ujima, cooperative, economics, ujama, purpose, nia, creativity, kuumba, and faith, imani.
Thank you, I never knew that.
Excuse me, Wolo's pants, could you supervise us while we light one candle today for umoja?
Why, certainly. Which one? There are 3 red candles, 1 black one, and 1 green one.
The black one, please.
All right.
Ooh, I like the warmth of it. Me too. Now for the days to come, you always light the black one and any previous candles you lit, plus 1 more. So the next day you light the black one and the very left red candle. Then the next day, black, the red one, and the farthest right green candle. Then, you continue doing that going from left to right, for the next 6 days. Also, I forgot to mention that Kwanzaa takes place from December 26th to January 1st. Thank you for teaching us. You're welcome. Also, there's 7 symbols during Kwanzaa. A mat, a unity cup, crops, a candle holder, 7 candles, corn, and gifts.
Which leads us to our last activity. For Christmas, we also like to give each other gifts. It's a religious holiday, but it's also time to spend. It's also time where you spend time with family. Here's a gift for you.
Thank you.
And you?
Thank you.
And you?
Well, thank you. Wait, but what about you?
Oh, don't worry. I gave myself a present.
Really?
Yeah, I just felt like it.
Okay.
I got a yo-yo. OMG, I got a fidget spinner.
Oh, and I got a letter from my owner saying she loves me.
Aww.
What did you get yourself?
Time to hang out with my friends.
The end.
Woo, that was fun.
I agree. How about you guys take a bow?
What did you think of the show, Fuzz?
It was awesome, BB Bear. I like learning the different principles of Kwanzaa, such as Kuji Jagulia. Oh, also, we put the link for a video that pronounces and defines the 7 Kwanzaa principles in the description below.
I like listening about how to play a dreidel. It really got me in the mood to celebrate. We put the link for an online dreidel in the description of this podcast, too, in case you want to play dreidel but don't have a physical one at home.
Thank you for listening, and see you next time on the Stuffies Broadcast.
Buzz!
BB Bears!